Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, December 13th. Dedicated to education, new associate superintendent relishes his role. The story was written by Ruth Campbell. Hector County ISD's new associate superintendent of operations, Anthony Sorolla, has devoted his life to education. In the field since 2001, he started off as an elementary bilingual teacher and served as assistant superintendent of human resources and filled in for the superintendent at his last position in Donna ISD. Quote, "The superintendent just recently left to Round Rock. I was wearing several hats there toward the end of my time with Donna," Sorolla said. He added that it was a difficult decision to leave because he was happy there, but coming to ECISD was a chance to grow and learn. Another factor is that he's from West Texas. Quote, "It was a tremendous opportunity to come back home. I have a ton of family in La Mesa," Sorolla said. Meeting people from the district also sold the job to Sorolla. Quote, "I had a couple of interviews and I was excited, but when I came here and met with Dr. Murray and the cabinet and the interview committee, I was very impressed with their professionalism, so that was really a selling point, was actually coming and seeing the district," Sorolla said. Sorolla earned a bachelor's degree in history and Spanish literature from Rice University. When he graduated, he became a bilingual teacher. During that time, he completed a master's degree in educational leadership. Quote, "I worked for the Dallas Independent School District when I first came out of college. It was good preparation for being in Odessa because it is also an urban environment as well. Same dynamics. I went through a program that Dallas had to get my master's degree. It was a collaborative effort between the school district and UT Arlington. I got my administrative credentials there, and I was blessed. I served as a campus administrator with Dallas. A little later on, I went to the University of Texas of Austin and got my doctorate in educational administration. Specifically, it's the Cooperative Superintendency Program," Sorolla said. His main areas of focus for ECISD are human capital, which is made up of human resources and talent development and operations, which covers areas like facilities and construction. Within operations are school nutrition, transportation, and custodial. He also is over athletics. Quote, "Another area that I really enjoy, it kind of goes along with human capital. I get to work with board policy and facilitate updates to board policy along with the superintendent and the board. So it's a really nice little assortment of areas I get to work with and good learning and ability to affect learning for the children," Sorolla said. Having been in Odessa since early October, Sorolla said he's been impressed with district leadership and its organization. Quote, "Everybody's been very friendly. It's been an absolute joy. My hope is to make a positive contribution to my areas of oversight," Sorolla said. Superintendent Scott Murray said ECISD is thrilled to have Sorolla on board, and previous supervisors gave him glowing reviews. Quote, "He brings a wealth of human resource experience from multiple school districts in which he's worked. He came with great recommendations. I know several of his superintendents from prior districts, and they really sang his praises, and so we're excited to have him as part of our team and look forward to what he brings to the table and how he will help us grow and expand as a system and become better," Murray said. He added that he didn't know Sorolla previously, but he applied for the position and the district did their homework. Quote, I know multiple of his former supervisors and reached out to them and had conversations and all very healthy, just very positive, glowing recommendations, Murray added. For his part, Cirulla is glad to be a part of Murray's cabinet and to work with the principals and the community. Quote, I think one thing I want to emphasize is I try to be accessible to all, so if anybody has a question or concern, they're welcome to contact me, and I'll take time to visit with them. I do believe in having an open-door policy, Cirulla said. He noted that because operations is one of his areas of oversight, he knows it's important that ECISD has an educational environment that's conducive to learning. Quote, I've been very happy to see the district's focus on not simply the instructional program, but obviously the environment, the facilities. That kind of ties into our work with the Bond Planning Committee, Cirulla said. Cirulla was the youngest of eight children, and education was very important in his family. Quote, being the youngest of eight, I knew there were certain expectations as far as going to college. Education was seen as a way to progress and achieve the American dream, Cirulla said. Quote, for me, education, my teachers had a huge impact on me being able to go to college and being able to be successful. So to me, it just seemed natural that I used those God-given talents and abilities to help other people, he added. Consider giving to the United Way of Odessa. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer, Odessa Regional Medical Center. Some days working in healthcare is tough, like when a patient gets a difficult diagnosis, or a family must make end-of-life decisions for a loved one, or someone suffers a traumatic injury that will change their life forever. As healthcare providers, we try to help, but we also know some of the pain, both physical and mental, is completely unavoidable for those people, and it's just hard to witness. Fortunately, there is a very strong balancing factor, and that is that people in healthcare get to make a difference for someone else every single day. We get to be the hand to hold, the shoulder to cry on, and we do have tools to alleviate a good chunk of the pain people experience. To quote a favorite nursing theorist, Gene Watson, quote, we have the joy and privilege of caring for another person when they are at their most vulnerable, end quote. Those moments make the tough times worth it. But that making a difference isn't just isolated to healthcare. There are things all of us can do, care for another person when they are at their most vulnerable. One of the ways I do that outside my job is I have the great privilege of serving on the board of directors for United Way of Odessa. The last couple of years have been so hard on everyone. The pandemic has cost us far more than lives. It has cost people their homes, their jobs, even in some cases, their sanity. I have said this many, many times, and I believe it with all my being, that the COVID pandemic is the worst single event in my lifetime in terms of mass destruction across the planet at nearly every level. Yet during this time of so much need, the United Way of Odessa is still there, still supporting its partner agencies so they can do the great work they do for our community. The agencies that United Way of Odessa supports serve the people who are always our most vulnerable, even in the best of times, so their work has been even more important in the last 2 years. Unfortunately, because times are hard, donations to United Way have also suffered in the last 2 years, and we are not able to support these much-needed agencies in proportion to the increased needs of the last 2 years. United Way of Odessa supports far more than just Odessa. They support 8 counties in the Permian Basin: Loving, Winkler, Ector, Ward, Reeves, Pecos, Jeff Davis, and Brewster counties. These counties are some of the most remote and resource-poor counties in our state, and many people in those 8 counties need help that the United Way agencies provide. In 2021-2022, United Way of Odessa supported funding for the Boys and Girls Club of Odessa, the Bynum School, Campfire West Texas, Casa of the Permian Basin, Catholic Charities, Centers for Children and Families, Crisis Center of West Texas, Family Promise of Odessa, Girl Scouts of the Desert Southwest, Harmony Home Children's Advocacy Center, Meals on Wheels Odessa, Mission Center Adult Day Service, Odessa Christmas in Action, Odessa Day Nursery, Odessa Family Y, Odessa Links, Permian Basin Mission Center, SHARE, and the Salvation Army. The work these agencies do is incredibly impactful, and the donated financial resources are used very wisely by these agencies. For instance, a donation of $5 per week to United Way of Odessa equates to 65 meals a year to a hungry person. A donation of $25 a week provides 17 counseling sessions a year to someone in need, and a donation of $50 per week provides 600 hours of one-to-one education for students. One thing I hear as a concern when I talk to a few people about United Way, that most donation dollars are spent outside of our area or not sent to those in need. That is absolutely a myth. 98.2% of all funds donated go to people in need right here in the 8 counties United Way of Odessa supports. Others worry that funds will go to a supported organization that the donor does not agree with on a philosophical or moral level. If a donor chooses, they can specify exactly which of the supported agencies they want their dollars to go to. In the season of giving, please consider donating to the United Way of Odessa. Your donation will give you an opportunity to, quote, care for people when they are at their most vulnerable. If you are an employer, please consider sponsoring a workplace campaign. To donate or speak to someone about arranging a workplace campaign, please contact the United Way of Odessa offices at 432-332-0941 or on their website at www.unitedwayodessa.org. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Empty Stocking needs your help. The Empty Stocking Fund needs your help to reach this year's goal of $100,000 with only 4 days left to give. A generous matching challenge from the Sewell family of companies has been offered to match donations up to $50,000. The fund is so close to hitting that $50,000 challenge. Funds stay in Ector County and help needy families who are struggling with a happy Christmas. Needy families can be helped through the Empty Stocking Fund, an annual fundraising effort by the Odessa American and the Salvation Army. Empty Stocking Funds go for a good holiday meal and small gifts under the tree. Donations to the Empty Stocking Fund may be mailed or delivered to the Salvation Army Community Center, 810 East 11th Street, or the Odessa American, 700 North Grant, Suite 800. Zip codes for both are 79761. Call the Salvation Army at 332-0738. The Empty Stocking Fund was created by the Odessa American in 1995 and has raised more than $2.1 million. Donate online at https://give.salvationarmytexas.org. COVID-19 by the numbers. Ector County, 27,258 total cases, 561 deaths. Midland County, 29,988 total cases, 394 deaths. Texas, 4,388,923 total cases, 74,578 deaths. U.S. cases, 49,748,378 total confirmed cases, and 793,937 deaths. Find out more at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center at 1310 North FM 1788 Midland will present Stomp at 7:30 p.m. today. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For tickets or information, visit wagnernoel.com. The Junior League of Odessa will once again be hosting horse-drawn carriage rides through Shiloh and Emerald Forest, a press release stated. This will be the fourth year JLO has offered carriage rides to the community. This year, there will be six different evenings of rides. Each ride is about 20 minutes long. The event will be held on Tuesday through Thursday. The rides begin each evening at 6:30 p.m., and the last ride will be at 8:50 p.m. Available carriages have seating for 4, 6, and 12 people. Tickets are now on sale for the community. All of the proceeds raised from ticket sales will benefit JLO. Food trucks will also be available on site. For more information, call 432-332-0095 or email carriages@jlodessa.org. The Sandhill Stock Show Rodeo are taking entries for Kids Clown Contest for ages 10 and under through Wednesday. Parents, send a photo and video of your clown dressed to impress. SSSR will choose the top four entries to perform on opening night. The stock show and rodeo will take place on January 5th through 15th, 2022, at the Ector County Coliseum. For more information, call 432-366-3951, email sandhillsradio@cable1.net, or visit sandhillssssr.com. The Sandhills Stock Show Rodeo Ladies Breakaway Roping Entry Submission will open Wednesday and close at 8 p.m. On January 1st, 2022, the Ladies Breakaway Roping event will take place at 9 a.m. January 9th at the Ector County Coliseum. Fee $350, 3 head, top 15 short round. Late entries will be accepted through 8 a.m. January 9th. Late fee is $50. Enter two times. Cattle will be shoot run and short cattle will be fresh. American qualifier entry fee is $265, cash only. Text ladies' entries to Nancy McCain at 432-425-3898. The stock show and rodeo is scheduled for January 5th through 15th. For more information, call 432-366-3951. Email sandhillsradio@cable1.net or visit sandhillssssr.com/rodeo. Hospice of Odessa at 219 West 4th Street has scheduled a caregiver support group meeting from noon to 1 p.m. Wednesday. This event is designed for individuals who are actively caring for their loved ones. For more information, call 432 653-1737. The Crisis Center of West Texas has scheduled Tis the Season to support survivors and children this holiday for those looking for a way to help. Angel Tree, drop-off gifts, unwrapped or in bags, during business hours through Thursday at McAllister's Deli, 2002 East 42nd Street. Drop-off donations, new toys, home goods, or hygiene items for clients in any of the donation boxes located at HQ Chiropractic, 4100 Bonham Avenue, Dr. John M. Weaver, DDS, 2000 North Grandview Avenue, Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, 3119 East University Boulevard, Suite A, and Runke's Extreme Cycles, 12406 West Highway 80 East. Coat Drive. Deliver new and gently used coats through CCWTX Partners, EXP Realty at Desert Ridge, 2314 Boise Drive. CCWTX Administrative Office. For those who can't make it to a drop-off location, visit the CCWTX Administrative Office at 910B South Grant Avenue, or donate online at ccwtx.org. For more information, call 432-333-2527. The Ector County Health Department has scheduled a Pfizer COVID-19 pediatric vaccine clinic for ages 5 through 11 from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday at Murray Fly Elementary, 11688 West Westview Drive. ECHD will be offering first and second doses. Parent or guardian must be present. For more information, call 432-498-4141 or visit co.ector.tx.us. Keep Odessa Beautiful is conducting a virtual holiday raffle to raise funds for the 2021-2022 initiatives and upcoming events. KOB will have prizes valued from $25 all the way up to $500. Entry fee is $20 per entry or $100 for six entries. The drawing will take place at noon Friday, live on KOB Facebook page. To enter, visit tinyurl.com/48NJRWMM. Odessa Chamber of Commerce at 700 North Grant Avenue has opened enrollment for 2022 Junior Leadership Odessa. The 2022 session schedule for junior leadership is listed as follows: January 22nd, retreat from 8:25 a.m. to 4 p.m. January 24th, media and education from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. January 31st, law enforcement and government from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. February 7th, medical and social services from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. February 14th, arts and culture from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. February 22nd, graduation from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The junior leadership is free to join. The enrollment deadline for junior leadership is at 5 p.m. On Friday, to enroll today or for more information, contact Lynn Van Amberg at 432-333-7862 or LYNNVA at OdessaChamber.com. Life Challenge and Southwest Youth Conference has scheduled the Southwest Holiday Youth Convention from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. December 18th, and from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. December 19th at Life Challenge, 4500 North Grandview Avenue. Special guests will include Cornelius Williams and Victor Jackson. Afterburners will be volleyball and food trucks Friday, and coffee, s'mores, and a bonfire December 18th. Admission is free, however, registration is required. To register, visit tinyurl.com/25TAJTU8.
Fasting before surgery, to your good health for Saturday. Dear Dr. Roach, your recent answer to someone's complaint about no eating after midnight before a surgery brings to mind my upcoming colonoscopy. In addition to not eating, I am required to take medication that amounts to totally emptying my bowels for a 24-hour period, plus no food prior to my 3 p.m. appointment the next day. This seems to be excessive also, especially to a newly diagnosed diabetic as myself. Dr. Roach writes, most preparation regimens for colonoscopy allow a person to take clear liquids during most of the preparation phase, so you can take in enough calories that diabetes does not become a problem, although you certainly need to talk to the doctor taking care of your diabetes to discuss what to do with any medications you might be taking. The colon needs to be completely empty in order for the gastroenterologist to get a thorough look inside. Several people wrote in about the no food after midnight rule in surgery, mostly commenting that it is necessary to have everyone fasting, even if their procedure is later in the afternoon, in case of the need for emergency rescheduling. While there is some truth there, I think that for elective procedures, prolonged fasting has more harms than benefits, and a well-organized operating room should not need every patient to be fasting since midnight.
Sister's quarrel puts mother in a tough spot. Dear Abby, my two daughters are not speaking to each other. Amy, the older, claims her sister started it. Lisa, the younger, claims Amy took Lisa's son out to dinner and never told her. This happened while he was living with me. Another long story. Amy has had us at her house for Christmases for the past 7 years. Lisa wants to have Christmas at her home this year. She told her aunt that if I don't go there for Christmas, she'll never speak to me again. I've tried hard to get Amy to make up with Lisa. I think Lisa wants things to go back to the way they were. Amy doesn't know what her sister said to her aunt. It feels to me like Lisa is asking me to pick which daughter I love more. How can I handle this without losing a daughter? Signed, In the Middle in Massachusetts. Dear In the Middle, handle this by telling Amy that because you have celebrated Christmas at her home for the last 7 years, you will be spending this one with Lisa. And if she gives you an argument, tell her that from now on you will be alternating celebrations with her sister because you do not want to be forced into the position of having to choose one daughter over the other. Dear Abby, I am a 68-year-old man married for 45 years. I've cheated on my wife for most of them. Am I sorry about it? No. My wife shut me out of her life 25 years ago. She has her bedroom and I have mine. Why did I stay with her? We have adopted 2 babies 30 years ago, and I wanted to give them an education and a good start in life, which is what we did. How do I treat her? I treat her well, I think. I help her with the housework, keep our home in good condition inside and out, and she has her own car. I take her out for dinner once a week, and we go dancing every Saturday night at the club. I'm a moderate drinker and non-smoker. I bathe 4 or 5 times a week, so tell me, Abby, what's wrong with me? If you decide to print my letter, perhaps I'll have an answer. Thanks, Abby. I enjoy your column very much. P.S. Would I cheat on my wife if the opportunity presented itself in the future? Darn right I would. Signed, No Regrets. Dear No Regrets, if you're asking me what's wrong with you for staying in your marriage, my answer would be that you did it for 3 decades for the sake of your children. I would add that since they are now adults, it may be that you eventually adjusted to the lack of intimacy with your wife, so you substituted women who were available. However, if you are asking me why your wife shut you out of her life 25 years ago, the only person who can answer that question is her. It may not be too late to ask.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.